KORN News Radio Sports for this Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Coming up this weekend, Mitchell Colonel Gymnastics travels to Sioux Falls. They'll compete at the Lally Forseth Invitational. They'll be at Sioux Falls Lincoln Saturday at 11 a.m. Mitchell Colonel Wrestling back on the road. They'll travel to Brandon tomorrow night for a triangular against Watertown in Brandon Valley. That starts at 5 p.m. South Dakota State Wrestling hosting Cal Baptist for a duel Friday night, 6 p.m. in Brookings. Jackrabbit Wrestling coming off a 24-18 loss at Wyoming on Sunday as they fall to 9-2 on the season. Coverage this Saturday of the 44th annual Hanson Boys Classic. We'll have one game for you on Q107.3 and Q107radio.com. Starting at 3:30, 5th-ranked Wessington Springs takes on number 7, Freeman. This year's Hanson Boys Classic starts at 11 a.m. as Hanson will take on White River. At 2 o'clock, 10th-ranked Parkston takes on Lyman. 5 o'clock, number 1, Viberg Hurley in Class B takes on number 6th-ranked Hamlin of Class A. And then your two night games. Number 4, St. Thomas More takes on number 9, Lennox at 6:30. And that's followed by number 1, West Central and number 3, Clark Willow Lake at 8 o'clock. A light schedule of Class AA basketball tonight. On the girls' side, number 1 Brandon Valley will host Pierre. Number 5th-ranked T is at Mitchell tonight. And Harrisburg girls hosting Jefferson. And then just a couple of AA matchups on the boys' side. Mitchell hosting T and the Brandon Valley boys. They will travel to Pierre. NBA last night, the New York Knicks ended a 4-game losing streak in a big way. They beat the Brooklyn Nets last night, 120-66. The most lopsided victory in New York Knicks history. Jalen Brunson had 20 points, while Landry Shamet was 6 of 6 from 3. He added 18 points. Knicks led by as many as 59 last night, ended up with a 54-point victory. That surpassed their previous largest victory of 48 points. Oklahoma City defeated Milwaukee by 20, 122-102. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the reigning MVP, had 40 points, 11 assists, and 7 rebounds. He was 16 of 19 from the field. Boston Celtics opened up a 23-point halftime lead. They defeat Indiana 119-104. Detroit never trailed last night. They defeated New Orleans 112-104. Cleveland jumped out to a 21-point first quarter lead. They hold on to defeat Charlotte 94-87. The WNBA, they announced yesterday their season will start on May 8th. That's assuming that the Players Association and the league can come to an agreement on a new collective bargaining agreement. Teams will play 44 games over a 5-month period. There'll also be a 17-day break for the FIBA World Cup in early September. The WNBA will go on a break from August 31st through September 16th for the World Cup, which will be played in Berlin, Germany this year. Men's college basketball from last night. Nebraska stays undefeated. The 7th-ranked Husker men defeat Washington 76-66. Nebraska improves to 19-0 on the season. They are 8-0 in the Big Ten. Number 1 Arizona rolled to a 77-51 win over Cincinnati. Number 9 Gonzaga blows out Pepperdine 84-60. Number 11 Illinois defeated Maryland 89-70. And 22nd-ranked North Carolina defeated Notre Dame 91-69. And that's a look at your sports for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.